Oh, hold up. Smell test. Go ahead. Sniff those pits. Now, your bits. Feet, toes, come on. Ugh. Could be fresher, right? It's all good. Old Spice Total Body Deodorant Spray is gentle enough to use all over your body, giving you 24/7 lasting freshness with daily use, from pits to toes and down below. So every smell test gets a... Shop for Old Spice Total Body Deodorant.
Your spring is about to get a lot more power with the Home Depot. Get gas-like power from mowing, trimming, and blowing with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system starting at just $89. Mowing power that can take on a third of an acre with one charge. Trimming power with up to 2 hours of runtime. And blowing power with 110 miles per hour of clearing force. All on one interchangeable battery. Get cordless gas-like power for the entire lawn with the Ryobi 18-volt OnePlus system. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2343. Do you have an internal or external frame of reference? And 7 tips for preventing anxiety attacks that you can try today, both by Mariette Jansen of drdestress.co.uk. And hello, old friend. I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you blogs every single day of the year to help you live a more meaningful life. There are no interviews. It's not really a typical podcast, just me reading some amazing blogs and sometimes books. Today's 2 articles are from a brand new author to the show. I'll tell you more about Mariette right after the reading, so for now, let's get right to it as we optimize your life. Do you have an internal or external frame of reference? By Mariette Jansen of drdestress.co.uk. It affects your confidence levels and happiness. Let me explain how an external point of reference sparks your insecurities and undermines your confidence. External frame of reference. If you have an external frame of reference, you're seeking approval from an external source or another person. You want to do the right thing. You're looking for the positive feedback, and you believe others know better than you do. The child who is asked, "Do you want an ice cream?" is looking to its mom for approval before answering the question. Doesn't have the confidence to give a straight answer as it's worried that it'll be told off. Try to ask a mom about organizing an evening out. She can't make up her mind about where to go as she is trying to please all 6 participants. She doesn't have the confidence to decide as she is worried that she will get it wrong. If you live aiming to please others and acting in a way that they will approve of, you're actually neglecting your own opinions and maybe even your own values. You're walking on eggshells and nervous about feedback. As you can't look into the mind of others, you never know if you're doing something right. You're constantly waiting to hear and will feel a sense of relief when you get that positive feedback. Have you got an external frame of reference? Do you value other people's opinions more than your own? Are you quick to think, "I got it wrong"? Do you go with the flow and easily adapt to others' wishes? Are you often changing your mind? Can you hear yourself say, "I'm not sure" a lot? Do you find it hard to make choices? These are all signals that you have an external frame of reference, which is not helpful for confidence and happiness. Internal frame of reference. If you have an internal frame of reference, you listen to yourself, consider your values and opinions as the right ones. If you know that your intention is positive and your action is responsible, then you're not interested in what other people think of it. Try to ask a child, "Do you want an ice cream?" He'll beam and enthusiastically say yes, and speaks its own mind. Try to ask a mom about organizing an evening out. She'll go through the options and decide to book a certain venue before communicating it to the group. Knowing this venue would work, she's confident that she has made a good decision. And she'll think, "I can't please everyone, but this should be okay." If you live from an internal frame of reference, you are confident about your decisions. You'll accept you can't please everyone, but you'll be pretty relaxed about it. Any negative feedback won't be taken personally. You'll just shrug your shoulders and get on with it. Have you got an internal frame of reference? Do you value your own opinion? Are you open to other people's opinions without straight away thinking that they are right? Do you think through your opinions? Are you open to change your mind? Can you hear yourself say, "I am right" a lot? Do you find it easy to make choices? These are all signals that you have an internal frame of reference, which is usually helpful for confidence and happiness. However, it is important to stay open to other people's opinions and ideas. 7 Tips for Preventing Anxiety Attacks That You Can Try Today by Mariette Jansen of drdestress.co.uk. Has anyone ever told you to just calm down in the middle of an anxiety attack? Though comments like these can be well-intentioned, they often aren't helpful, and they can make those with anxiety feel misunderstood, angry, or even more anxious. According to the Mental Health Foundation, more than 8 million people in the UK live with various forms of anxiety. Women are nearly twice as likely to have an anxiety disorder as men. If you suffer from anxiety attacks, it can be helpful to know how to prevent them before they start. Listen through the 7 tips if you need help calming yourself. Number 1, employ breathing exercises and meditation. Breathing, mindfulness, and meditation can be helpful for those who feel disconnected or out of touch with their bodies. You may notice that when you're angry, your chest feels tight or you have trouble taking a deep breath. The more you practice these exercises or meditation, you may notice a slower startle reflex and a tendency to think before your body automatically starts panicking. For a better experience with guided meditations and relaxation at home, ensure your surroundings have been decluttered and organized, which can help reduce anxiety and stress. Number 2, try massage and reflexology. Massage can increase the parasympathetic nervous system response, which aids your body in calming down during intense periods of stress. Many people around the world use reflexology, a specific massage technique that applies pressure to different areas of the foot, to successfully decrease stress that may lead to anxiety attacks. Number 3, choose calming exercise. Running marathons, lifting heavy weights, and doing any exercise that involves an element of competition or pushing your body to its limits can make you feel powerful, but it might not be helpful for your anxiety. Some experts think that long periods of intense exercise can raise the likelihood of panic attacks. Number 4, quit stimulating substances. It's no secret that caffeine, which is found in coffee and many types of tea, can raise your heart rate, blood pressure, and anxiety level. Some people paradoxically claim that it calms them. If you're not one of those lucky few, steer clear of caffeine, alcohol, and nicotine, and focus on developing a healthy diet. Number 5, understand your triggers. Perhaps you're not usually an anxious person, but certain triggers dramatically increase your fight or flight response. If flying on an airplane, being around crowds, or dating a new person makes you especially nervous, work on this trigger by yourself or with a trusted therapist. Number 6, take a look at your work-life balance. Career stress and burnout are real. If your anxiety attacks stem from your lack of downtime or job dissatisfaction, take a good look at your work life and consider whether it's serving your needs. Try taking some time off, reorganizing your priorities, or looking for a job that you enjoy. And number 7, use counseling to better understand anxiety. Seeking counseling is difficult, but it's one of the best and most studied ways to reduce anxiety. Anxiety affects everyone at certain points, but if you're concerned that yours has gotten out of control, don't worry, there are many things you can do to manage it. Choose a healthy diet and exercise that makes you feel better, and when in doubt, don't be afraid to speak to someone about your anxiety attacks. You just listened to the post titled, "Do You Have an Internal or External Frame of Reference?" and 7 Tips for Preventing Anxiety Attacks That You Can Try Today, both by Mariette Jansen of drdestress.co.uk. Okay, sponsor time. And instead of reading a script about Gusto's benefits, let's hear from small business owners, the people who use Gusto every day like me. Here's one. With Gusto, I think of payroll as a 30-second job. The website is so friendly and a joy to use. Friendly payroll? You don't hear that every day. Amy from Utah says, I love Gusto so much. They do our medical, dental, vision, and life insurance. It's so painless. It's like going to the spa. And we have great options and rates even though we're a super small team. Health insurance like going to the spa? Wow. And here's what Amneet says about Gusto's support team. Whenever something comes up, I reach out and literally 24 hours later, they tell us what to do or assure us that they've already handled it for us. smart technology, and friendly humans? That's cool. Honestly, the list goes on. And right now, our listeners get 3 months free when they go to gusto.com/old. Yep, 3 months of payroll, benefits, admin, and more, totally free. Again, that's gusto.com/old.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thank you to Mariette, our newest author, to join our ever-growing list. She actually found her purpose at the age of 58, a really unique story that's worth checking out. You can find it on her site, which is linked in this episode's description. She trained as a psychotherapist and after training built a private practice, but also started to teach at colleges and universities in London. After a decade, she trained at the Coaching Academy and changed her focus from therapy to coaching. To learn more, come by drdestress.co.uk. That's drdestress.co.uk. And hopefully there were some helpful tips for you in the articles today. With external versus internal frame of reference, definitely think about that one as you go about your day today. I'm wishing you a wonderful day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.